Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Rudy Valley. And now here's Dinah.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. Waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting at the station for the train to come in. Waiting for the boy to come home.
I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track.
Looking for a choo-choo that will bring him back.
I'm waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya, fellas.
Hiya,
oh, I'm fine. And how nice everybody looks tonight. Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra just look beautiful. And Ken Lane and the chorus, gee, you look lovely. But no one is nicer than my buxom Bird's Eye boy this evening.
Oh, oh, Dinah, that's nice. Tell me, what is doing tonight?
Well, haven't you heard?
No.
The old vagabond lover's dropping in.
Oh.
Yes, and I'm certainly looking forward to Rudy's visit. Gee, I haven't seen him in months.
Well, Dinah, I just happened to see him a few days ago. It was at the bank. And, oh, boy, was he having an argument. It was about a loan.
Was he trying to borrow money from the bank?
The bank was trying to borrow money from him.
Well, I've often heard it said that Rudy was...
I beg your pardon, miss, but is this the radio program Mr. Rudy Valley's appearing on this evening?
Yes.
Well, I'm an emissary of Mr. Valley's, and there are several preparations I should like to make before the arrival of the great crooner. Do you mind?
Well... No, I guess not. Go right ahead.
All right, fellas. Sam, you take this aisle. Joe, you take this one. I'll take the middle one. Let's go. All right.
No, no, wait. No,
what is this? Just a moment. Gentlemen, gentlemen, you don't mind me. Just a moment. Wait.
Hey, hold on.
Just a moment.
Hold on.
Wait, please.
Not that right.
All right, Frank boy, what's bothering you?
Listen, what is going on down there?
Well, we're selling pictures of Rudy Valley for 10 cents a piece.
Oh, well, now that's ridiculous. I'm sure Rudy doesn't sell his pictures on his own program for 10 cents.
Oh, I'll say he doesn't. On his own show, he gets a quarter.
Yeah. Well, look, my friend, there is none of this going on here. Now, I'm going to have to ask you fellas to leave.
Now, just a moment. Under no circumstances do we leave before we ascertain the temperature of this auditorium.
What are you talking about?
You see, Mr. Valley has a very sensitive voice and can sing only when the temperature hovers between 79 and 80. Why, he's so careful that once at Carnegie Hall, he sang all evening with a thermometer in his mouth.
What kind? Sang with a thermometer in his mouth? How did it sound?
Beautiful. His nose was in excellent voice that time.
Well, look, you have my assurance that we'll take care of the temperature. Now, if that's all...
Oh, there's just one thing more. Mr. Valley's entrance.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Now, Mr. Valley wishes no fanfare upon his arrival. He will arrange a very simple entrance for himself.
Well...
Good day.
That's
day.
Good.
Guy, that Valley must be some sort of a character, Donna.
Well, he does go a bit overboard sometimes, but, you know, I'm really glad he's going to make a simple entrance.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's...
My time is your time.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho, everybody. This is...
Rudy Valley with his Connecticut Yankees coming to you from the Villa Valley.
Rudy, what are you saying?
Oh, my mistake, Dinah. This script is from 1928.
How come?
I must be wearing my other suit. Now I think I owe you both an apology for not being here in time, but I had a deuce of a time hitchhiking over here.
Oh, wait a minute, Rudy. I happen to know that you have 4 automobiles. Why do you have to hitchhike?
My dear boy, I don't have to buy gasoline for my thumb.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, Dinah, look, here's a guy who squeezes a dollar bill so hard that by the time he lets go, George Washington looks like Frank Sinatra.
Harry, I resent the implication. As a matter of fact, Dinah has attended parties at my home, and I dare say she will bear me out when I say that I am not cheap.
That's right. Rudy, your parties are wonderful, and I still remember how those drinks you served tickled my nose.
Dinah, champagne?
No, a glass of water with a feather in it.
Dinah, once and for all, I'm going to blast the myth of Valley's thriftiness. When we finish here, I'm going to take you to dinner, then to a theater, then to a swank nightclub, and then I'll see you home.
Well, Rudy, won't that be terribly expensive?
Fie on the expense. Besides, after years of experimenting, I know that if we share a salad at the Brown Derby, if you sit in my lap in the balcony of the theater, if we split a bottle of 7-Up at Ciro, and we walk home, I can do the whole thing for $6.32, and I defy anyone to do it any cheaper.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother said, I sit around and make pretending I am wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm sad and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it is a given spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new stream, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. As a spider spinning daydreams, I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so good in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. It might as well.
Dinah, you sang that song beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Rudy.
As a matter of fact, I think you are the finest singer in radio. pleasant company accepted, of course.
Well, of course. But I want to say that it's an honor having the vagabond lover drop in at our Bird's Eye Open House. Gee, just think. All the girls have been chasing you since 1927.
And now it's 1945. You know, it's about time one of them caught me.
Say, tell me, Rudy, just what was your progress in radio?
My progress in radio? Well, in 1927, I was a nobody. In 1928, I was the biggest man in radio. In 1940, I was still the biggest man in radio. In 1942, Frank Sinatra went on the air.
Back to 1927, huh?
Yes, Dinah, I was the first to admit that Frank has a very pleasing and pleasant voice. But beyond that, I would like to know exactly what is his appeal to women.
Well, he has an awful lot of charm.
I am not completely without charm.
He has wavy hair.
My hair isn't exactly straight, you know.
Well, he's such a big spender.
Let's talk about Dick Haynes.
I promise not to let this get any further, Rudy, but tell me, aren't you at all worried by the competition from younger singers?
Well, there is Frank Sinatra.
And Dick Haynes and Perry Como and Barry Wood and Dave Street and Andy Russell.
Please,
and...
Dinah, let's not lose our heads.
Oh, don't worry, Rudy. Aside from your singing, many people listen to you because of your diction. I think it's perfect.
Well, thank you, Dinah. I have always considered diction as being very important. Why, even now, every night before I go to bed, I take a volume of Aristophanes, Socrates, and Plato.
And you read them aloud?
No, I put them under my pillow so I can read my Esquire more comfortably. Yes, Dinah, I know enough about diction to teach it. Take Harry Von Zell, for instance. I could have him speaking perfectly in no time.
Somebody mention my name?
Yes, Harry. Rudy was just saying that he could help you with your diction.
Diction? Oh, now that's a laugh. Well, my diction is perfect.
A very common false impression most people have of their own speech, and I'll prove it. Harry, repeat after this. Repeat this after me.
Yes.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Proceed, Harry.
Well, stand back. Peter Piper picked a peck of corn.
I said pepper.
I said corn. Bird's Eye, golden sweet corn. Can't think of a better place to say it either. Really, Rudy, everyone knows that Bird's Eye quick frozen corn is the most tender, luscious, milky kernels of the goldenest corn you can buy. And like all Bird's Eye vegetables and fruits, so farm fresh that you'd think you had just picked them out of your own garden. How was that?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I thought of Sybil Adair's. Am I right, Rudy?
Definitively.
I didn't... Sybil and S, what is that?
I shall demonstrate. Listen closely. Kiss me. Kiss me.
No, I'm sorry, Rudy. I've had much better offers today. For instance, my Bird's Eye dealer offered me a pretty good selection of Bird's Eye fruits and vegetables. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLK... J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A. Now, what does that give me?
Why, that gives you Zygmunt Froelunchen.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? That is amazing.
What are you talking about?
Well, in the ancient language of the Aztecs, Zikwatsponsmuljig Fedgaba means stop in at your Bird's Eye store and get some of those delicious, easy-to-prepare Bird's Eye quick-frozen food. That's what it means. And don't forget this. Only Bird's Eye gives you that Bird's Eye uniform top quality, that Bird's Eye fresh from the farm flavor. So be sure you look for that label. Because if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
No. Bravo, Harry. Bravo. What do you think of that, Rudy?
Dinah, this guy talks poison.
Taking a peek into Saratoga Trunk for a lovely tune I just recorded for Victor. Max Steiner wrote it, which goes something like this. As long as I live, you'll always be part of me. You'll live in the heart of me. As long as I love,
I'll share it with you, my own. And want to be loved by you alone. How sure am I of all the things I say, as sure as night will fall at close of day. This love I give and whisper I'm yours as long as I
is it, Dinah?
Well, I've always been a fan of yours, Rudy, and I've followed your career very closely, but there's one phase of it I haven't heard much about.
What is that?
Well, your days at Yale. Tell me, when did you decide to go to old Eli?
The day I was born. Yes, I started saving money for my tuition immediately. It isn't easy for an infant to save money, you know. But I found a way. Instead of milk, I drank Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Yes. That way, I got 5 cents back on each bottle. Ah, yes, and it was worth the years of scrimping and saving. Dear old Yale, sic veritas et lumen hoc pluribus.
Is that the Yale motto?
No, that's on the back of my insurance policy. Yes, Dinah, I got the thrill of my life when my father called me to him and said...
Son?
Yes, Dad?
You are leaving for Yale in the morning.
Yale?
Gee, Dad, that's slick.
Yale.
Rah-rah,
sis boom bah.
I wonder if I miss pa-pa. Son, I want you to promise me that when you're at Yale, you won't go out to the football team.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I only weigh 112 pounds.
112 pounds?
Yes.
You'd better not go out to the chess team, either. And now there's just one more thing. The little matter of allowance. Does $2 a week sound all right?
I'm sorry, Dad.
You mean?
Yes. You'll have to learn to get along on $1 a week. Gracious to Betsy, but it's peachy to be a Yale man. Now I'll unpack my trunk and hang up my trophies. Come in.
Well, greetings, lad. I'm the coach of the football team. I want to welcome you to Yale.
Oh, thank you, sir. My father's often spoken of the last football game in which you played, sir.
Oh, yes. That was the game where I was penalized 40 yards for grabbing.
Don't you mean holding?
I mean grabbing. We were playing Vassar. Well, I'll help you unpack that.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now, if you'd hand me those things out of my suitcase.
Right. Here's your ukulele, a jar of bear grease, a bottle of Moxie, your McKinley button, and... Oh, ouch, ouch!
What's the matter?
Before you packed it, son, you should have cooled off your curling iron.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
It's all right, Valley. By the way, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight, sir, I have a date with a college widow.
Oh, be careful, lad. She's a dangerous woman.
Oh, don't worry about me. I know all about women. Last week, in the window of the May Company...
Yes?
I peeked while they were dressing the dummies.
Oh, Rudy, it's so lovely here in the moonlight. Why don't you sit here on this bench next to me?
In just a moment, Dinah. As soon as I finish what I'm carving on this tree. There, it's finished.
A heart with an arrow through it.
Yes, but look at the rest of it.
Oh, what a dear, sweet thought. Rudy loves Rudy.
Tell me, dear, why does everyone call you a grass widow?
Because I'm mowing down. Don't sit so far away, honey.
Gosh, what wonderful hands you have. They're so cool and soft.
Really?
Yeah, just like raw chicken liver. Yeah.
You're sweet. I could go for you.
But I'm not good enough for you.
Rudy, you shouldn't say that. You should never tell any girl that you're not good enough for them.
Gosh.
Let them find it out for themselves.
Here I am at Yale with you sitting close to me. Aren't you lucky?
Oh, Rudy, look, here comes the football coach.
Hiya, Rudy. Hiya, Dinah. Gee, but your hair looks beautiful in the moonlight.
Thank you. I use green shampoo.
1 o'clock. And Rudy, he means me.
Yes. I'll see you kids later.
Dinah, I have something to ask you. Would you? Would you be my girl?
Oh, I know this may hurt, but I can't be your girl unless you get into the big game.
Then, by Godfrey, I'll get into the big game. I'm going to the gym right now.
Careful, Valley. Don't strain yourself with that 50-pound barbell.
97. 98. 99. 100.
Nice work, Valley.
Thank you, sir. By next week...
Yes?
I'll get it off the floor.
Quarter, folks. 1 minute to play, and the score is Yale 6, Princeton 7.
We must win this game.
Oh, Rudy, if the coach would only let you play.
Valley.
Yes, coach.
Are you ready for your big chance, son?
Yes, coach. I've trained hard, and I'm ready.
All right, son. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go in there now. I want you to give it everything. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, son. Get in there and fight.
Thank you very much. Now, Bobby, let's do a song that was popular just about the time Rudy was really an undergraduate at Yale. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hoops when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong. You belong to me.
Say, ladies, you want to know something? You could save yourself a heck of a lot of kitchen work these days by buying those delicious Bird's Eye Quick Frozen Foods. Yes, ma'am, save yourself a lot of work. That's because the Bird's Eye folks have done everything for you. And boy, they really know how to prepare and quick freeze good foods. Why, Bird's Eye are so careful, so fussy in the way they grow, clean, and quick freeze their food, that you can always be sure of getting the very best, good food all the time. After all, Bird's Eye has been in the business for over 15 years, And believe me, you taste the results in every single mouthful. So for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Amen.
When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord.
Lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn some early morn, you'll hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. When you down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn some early morn, you'll hear his horn. La-da-da. It's not far away.
It's not far away.
Hold up your hands and say.
Hold up your hands and say.
There's gonna be a great day.
That's it for tonight, folks. It was very nice of so many of you to drop in on our Bird's Eye Open House, and we look forward to seeing you next week at this same time. I'm sure you're all delighted that Rudy Valley paid us a visit. We always are. And you often hear Rudy on his own show on Thursdays when he appears for his sponsors, the makers of Dream Shampoo. Next week, we're looking forward to the appearance of a good friend who visits us quite often on Thursday nights, Groucho Marx. So until then, keep well, keep happy, and keep those war bonds. Night, everybody.
And friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest Groucho Marx, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the four hits, the chorus, and little old raggly taggly me, too. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelinka.
It's time for Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. Gaines Complete Meal nourishes every inch of your dog because it contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, important vitamins and minerals, too. Everything dogs are known to need. No wonder Gaines has been an outstanding favorite with veterinarians for over 16 years. Feed your dog Gaines Dog Meal today. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines, America's largest selling dog food. This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.